AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says an additional $800 million in military aid will be sent to Ukraine to fight the war with Russia.
We have the capacity to do this for a long time. The question is, are we going to continue to maintain the support of the international community?
The president warned Congress will need to approve even more assistance if the U.S. is to keep up with its crucial support. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen met with Ukraine's prime minister in Washington.
We plan to deploy this direct aid to Ukraine as soon as possible to be used on the most urgent needs. We know this is only the beginning of what Ukraine will need to rebuild.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is claiming victory in the battle for Mariupol, but ordered troops not to risk more losses by storming the giant steel plant containing the last Ukrainian holdouts in that city. Johnny Depp is facing cross-examination in his libel lawsuit in Fairfax, Virginia. He's suing ex-wife Amber Heard over an op-ed where she referred to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Attorney Benjamin Rottenborn brought up a text sent by Depp about wanting to kill and defile his then-wife.
That's what you said that you would do after you burned her and after you drowned her. Did I read that right?
You certainly did, yes.
And you wrote that about the woman who would later become your wife.
Yes, I did.
Depp has testified Heard was the aggressor in the relationship and that he never physically or sexually assaulted her despite her claims. The Supreme Court upheld the differential treatment of residents of Puerto Rico, ruling Congress was within its power to exclude them from a benefits program, the Supplemental Security Income Program, that's available in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. This is AP News. Ford is recalling more than 650,000 pickups and big SUVs.
The problem is with the windshield wipers. Specifically, the teeth on them aren't the right height. That can cause the wiper arms to become stripped, and Ford says it's had more than 750 reports of them failing. The recall covers F-150 pickups and Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs from the 2020 and 2021 model years. Also included are the F-250, 350, 450, and 550 trucks from 2020 through 2022. Some of the trucks were built with higher torque wiper motors due to the global shortage of computer chips. Ford's F-Series pickups are the top-selling vehicles in the U.S. I'm Ben Thomas.
CNN's brand new streaming service, CNN Plus, is shutting down only a month after launch. CNN Plus content will wind up on other CNN-affiliated networks, and the streaming service's employees can apply for jobs elsewhere in the company. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.